Recording has started.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Thank you for your patience and welcome to the CCWG new GTLD auction proceeds call held on Thursday, the 6th of September, 2018. In the interest of time, there will be no roll call. Attendance will be taken by the Adobe Connect room. If you're only on the audio bridge at this time, could you please let yourself be known now? After hearing no names, I would like to remind all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes, and please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. And with this, I'll turn it back over to you, Erica. Please begin.
This is Erica. Thank you so much, Julie. Let's go to our second item of the agenda, which is the question whether we do have an update in relation to the conflict of interest. No, that's not the case. Okay, let's have a look at point three of our agenda. We want to have a look at the survey responses we received, and we want to look in particular, talk today about the question whether we are ready to eliminate one or two options which we have debated so far. I'd like to thank you first all, because I think we have seen in the second request which we sent out a quite good response, actually good response rate, and I believe we are quite ready. This is at least my understanding, that we can move forward and can eliminate some options. Let me give you a quick insight. Insofar, I have looked at it, and my understanding, and then I believe it would be good to have a discussion. If there's nothing else, which then Marika or Emily, who looked into the survey as well, and Xing, if they would love to add something. If there's nothing, maybe we can move directly to a discussion. So what I have seen, and I looked at it both from the members' point of view and the participant. So we have in total 23 responses. And I'm looking now at the options which were eliminated the most, which are the mechanism 4 and 3. So from the members, I have seen that 9 members are eliminating the mechanism 4. Just to remind you all, mechanism 4 is the one which would practically outsize the operation and would give it to completely the whole to a third-party provider. So here we see 9 members saying they like to eliminate this option completely, and we do have, so this is just counting the members. And then on the, and in, including the participants, we have 14. And when I look to the mechanism 3, I have seen that we, from the member side, 7 are eliminating and 12 are eliminating in total. And mechanism 3 is the new creation of a new foundation. So that's the clear focus for the biggest number, which are saying we don't go down this path, and we practically recommend to eliminate this option. Pretty high numbers for the mechanism 3, creating a foundation as well. And then the main focus in support and few elimination recommendations are for mechanism 2 and mechanism 1. So mechanism 2, if you remember, is about the joint venture with a second entity, and here I have found one elimination, only one, if I have not mistaken, and I please, Marika and Emily, please do the time check again, and everybody else, of course. And with regard to one, I found 2 members saying, interestingly, no, and 3 in total. So which would then mean that the mechanism in two, which would be the joint venture between ICANN and the second entity, would be following the current service, would be actually the front runner, then followed by the mechanism one. So the question, of course, is now what we do with this. I see, Marika, I see that you make some comments. I'll give you the floor in a second. So the question is then, of course, what are we doing with this recommendation? Question is, can we already and are we ready to eliminate two mechanisms? And I clearly see that we can eliminate, if my judgment is not wrong, mechanism four. We might still have some who argue that mechanism three is still a viable option, so we should keep it in. But the clearly the front runners are number two and are number one. So the question which we have to discuss today is, are we ready to make a recommendation? If we are ready to make a recommendation, can we make a recommendation to exclude two mechanisms, or are we only ready to exclude one mechanism? And because then this will have further consequences, of course, how we prepare and staff prepare the draft recommendation for public comment. Marika, do you want to go ahead first, and then I give the floor to Ellen? Do you want to add something? Have I missed something?
Yeah. Thanks, Erica. Maybe first of all, so this is Marika. Just what I noted in the chat, because I know, the table may not be obvious to all, and staff will actually add a legend, because we afterwards realized that the scoring may not be clear to all. So just to emphasize that, we basically took the survey results, and for those mechanisms where people scored a mechanism as their first ranked one, we awarded that mechanism 4 points. The second one got 3 points, and so on. And then, in addition to that, as you know, it wasn't easy to set it up in a way that the survey itself would show us those results. We then also kind of marked those mechanisms that people in a subsequent question responded that they would like to see that eliminated from further detailed consideration. We marked those as with a zero, and those have also been highlighted in yellow. So that basically then leads to the aggregate total score that you see on there for each of the mechanisms. And if I can maybe add a little clarification, or at least, and Erica, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think based on at least the approach that staff has taken in starting working on the initial report is that the idea is not to eliminate a mechanism completely from that report. I think what we're talking about here is that the report would explain all four mechanisms that have been considered and their characteristics and some of the concerns that may have been raised to some of those. But that based on the discussion today, the focus on answering the charter questions from the perspective of the mechanism would focus on those mechanisms that are either highest scored, so one or two or potentially three, so that that is more focused and we're not covering mechanisms where from which it's maybe clear from the survey results that there's little to no support from the group to further pursue those. But they will still be mentioned in the report, so as part of public comment, that will allow the broader community to weigh in on all four mechanisms if they would want to, but giving a clear indication that at least from the group's perspective at this stage, which ones are the clear front runners and are such likely to be recommended at the end of the day, unless information is provided in response to the initial report that may lead the CCWG to reconsider that decision.
This is Erica. Just a quick comment in response to what Marika just said. That's absolutely correct. So we have discussed this before, and I was a little short in saying in eliminating. We are not eliminating it in that we, insofar as we will report about it, and we will staff will of course draft language which will capture the debate which we had so far with regard to mechanism 3 and 4. And we will as well report about the key points which we heard from our external experts. So definitely, it doesn't mean we are excluding it. It just means that we are paying less focus on the mechanism and we are excluding either one or two, just so that we can free the time from staff to focus more on the more viable scenarios, which we believe are those which we like to recommend. Absolutely right. Thank you, Marika, for this addition. Alan, please.
Thank you very much. Alan Greenberg speaking. Two comments, one on presentation and one on substance. On presentation, due to the way we're using the numbers, 1, 2, 3, or 4, if we had, for instance, gone all the way through and not assigned zeros, but actually put 1, 2, 3, 4 on everything, a method that was rated absolute last by everyone would still get a score of 25. So I would suggest in either an addition or instead of that line at the bottom of total score, we show four lines of how many people rated this first, second, third, fourth, or first, second, discard, whatever it is. In other words, show the breakdown. I think that will illustrate the results a lot clearer than just the number, where the implicit weighting of those numbers skew the results and make it hard to see. So that's number one. Number two, on substance, the documents we had made it pretty clear what functions we would outsource on option mechanism number two. But on one-on-one discussions with a number of people, there are some people who assigned a weight to number two based on an assumption that different functions would be outsourced. So at least some people said, I like the concept of outsourcing. Those aren't the functions I would outsource. I would outsource different ones. And so assuming we're going to keep option two in the game, I think we need some clarity to make sure that we're all selecting the same option two. Because I know in at least some cases, we are selecting people who voted for number two with whatever priority, we're voting for two different things. And I think we're going to need clarity moving forward if we keep that option in the game, that we not set expectations incorrectly. And as I note, we were very clear, but not everyone read that definition and voted on it. Thank you.
This is Erica. Yes, indeed, Ellen. We noticed this as well. Marilyn, please. Marilyn, can you hear us? Maybe you're talking, but you are on mute.
Sorry, I was on mute. Thank you. Marilyn speaking. I have a process question as well to raise. While I support with our moving forward with our report, with the input we have, there are 26 members, and as I count them, and there are, I think, 36 or 37 participants. So as I look at this, the number of members who voted, I believe the count was 12, which means it's not even quite 50%, probably 46, 47, 48%. And in the participants, the percentage would be, I think, roughly a third, since if there's 31, roughly a third, there's 31 participants. I believe it's 31 because on the attendance list I'm looking at, Lawrence is still shown as participant, but he's moved to observer, so I think it's 31. So that would mean roughly a third voted, and I think we have to report that. So I fully support your comment, Erica, that we have enough input to move forward, but I think we also have to note the what I consider, and I'm saying this to all of the members on the call, as a member, I'm very disappointed we don't have votes from at least 75% of the members. Participants, I can understand not voting, but I think we are going to have to address in our own discussion and understanding, and also in our report, what looks like an interesting gap still of input. I'll have one other comment, but I'd like to just hear the response to that first.
This is Erica. Marilyn, I think we need to have a broader discussion about this, but I totally agree with you. It is to some degree disappointing. On the other side, if we see how long these working groups continue, I'm not really surprised because people are busy. They have many things to do, as you know all too well. And from some of our members, it is maybe not a priority. But anyhow, I agree with you. And we have to record it. We have it put on, we have to find a way so it is reported as well. I would be surprised, though, if we would see a big change to the current survey if all members would participate. So I would, my estimation is the current survey pretty much reflects the overall opinion. And so far, I'm not too disappointed. I believe, like you just said, and I'm thankful for this, I believe we have to move forward because it's not getting better if we continue to discuss it. We have to present the draft recommendation, and then because we, you remember, we discussed that we will have the consensus call after the draft recommendation when they come back to us and we evaluate and we finalize our recommendation. We then need to have a consensus call. So I'm still hopeful that all members can be mobilized and all ACs and SO can be mobilized as well to participate in the final discussion. At least that's my hope. Do you want to reply, Marilyn, or can I move forward to Caboose? Okay, I believe Marilyn having some difficulty. No, she's fully in support. Okay, Caboose, please.
Yes, thank you. I don't know what is the purpose of all these statistics, X percent and Y percent, 75% and so on and so forth, members, observer, participant. I don't think there's any process you have that one. In some of the groups in the IGN, not exactly this one, but other ones, sometimes you have only five. Participants are numerous and members are numerous, but they don't participate. That's all. We can't force the people and we can't do anything better than that. So I agree with you. We need to move forward. It's about 1.5 years. We're discussing and we have to have something. I remember the first time we talked about these four options and now after 1 year, we have to decide and so on and so forth. I don't think that we need to have any statistic or report anything about the participants and so on and so forth, but not talk about quorum and so on. So I agree with you. We need to go forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. This is Erica. Caboose, in this case, I recommend really to be a bit more careful because we are talking about so much money and about a new structure and a new mechanism in which we will create. So our recommendation must really reflect the majority of community members and SO and SCs really want. And so far, we are a little bit in a dilemma. Otherwise, I would say you're right, one can't continue forever, and that's why I believe we have an understanding between all of us that we want to move now forward, and we don't want to discuss the scenarios any longer. Ching, do you want to come in? I saw you sending in a Skype, which I can't open in a moment. Ching? Can you hear us? He couldn't hear what Caboose was saying. So Ching, Caboose was raising concern that we are looking too much in detail with regard to percentages and the people participating and members participating. So this was a concern he raised, and it was more saying just move forward from Caboose's point of view. Marilyn, I still have you with a hand. Do you want to make a comment? No? Okay. Fine. Is there something else, Marika, which we need to discuss and which we need to take into consideration concerning this topic? Marika.
Thanks, Erica. This is Marika. As Emily already noted in the chat, we'll update the spreadsheet and add some of the information, I think, that Alan suggested, and also add a little legend to explain what the numbers and the color coding mean. So we can also link to it in the initial report, you know, to Marilyn's comments, so people can also see who actually you know, weighed in on this and made their voice heard. In addition to that point, we always include as well a list of members and participants as well with their participation rate. So that should hopefully give people as well an opportunity to review you know, what who has participated and who has actively contributed to it. And it may also result in some of the chartering organizations looking at indeed how they were represented in these conversations. So I think, I don't know if you already want to move on to the next point, or you're now getting to B to kind of make a determination on which mechanisms can be discarded for detailed consideration in the initial report, or if that's already clear to everyone.
Erica, so let's do a quick, just a quick between us, just a quick, and getting an understanding. So if nobody rejects to my recommendation now that we tweak mechanism four in a detailed way, so I'm not saying eliminating it because we will still present it, but we will treat it in a less detailed way, and we will say it is not a favorite recommendation coming from this group. So if you agree that mechanism four is out, then you don't have to do anything. Only if you disagree and you want to have a further debate, then please show. And I wait a second. Okay. I think we do have an understanding here. I don't see anybody typing in the chat room, neither I see somebody raising their hand. Okay, now let's do the same for mechanism three. Just to remind you, mechanism three is the creation of a new foundation. And here we have seen some members and participants saying they would like to keep this option included as a higher relevance. So we're not saying, remember, we're not eliminating anything, we're just treating it with less higher relevance. So would you agree that we can find an agreement between us that we will agree on mechanism three, the creation of a new foundation with less higher relevance? And again, if you want to have a different point of view, please either raise your hand or put this into the chat room. Marilyn, is this a new hand?
Yes, Erica, it is. Marilyn Cage speaking. As I count, mechanism three got 11, received 11 votes in support with different ratings between three and four. So I am not comfortable with it not being fully outlined as an option, fully in support of, really, as I said in my CSG comments, moving for, personally, I would move for into the basket of don't go there anymore. But I understand the recommendation that you're making, and I'm in full support of it. But I do think since Mechanism 3 received 11 supporting votes of the only 23 votes that we received, 23 voters that we received, that we do have to keep that alive for sufficient examination. Now, notice I didn't say extremely thorough examination.
This is Erica. Thank you, Marika. Marilyn, I agree with you. That's my opinion, too. It is clearly a difference to four, and we want to be fair, and we don't know what comes in the public comment period. There might be new point raised, and so we have to evaluate definitely then the option mechanism in three maybe again as well. So I agree with you. And I am a little bit, we had in the leadership a discussion about this. I'm a little bit less concerned about, you know, the depthness of these three mechanism in one, two, and three, because I believe mechanism in three automatically will need more investigation once, let's assume there will be one day a decision taken that mechanism in three is the top mechanism. Then it will need so much more investigation anyhow, because it will depend on the structure of a foundation, and the structure of a foundation can differ to such a large degree that I don't think that there's any value to go into too much depth into it in the way we are talking about the recommendation we prepare for the public comment period. So I think we can find a nice balance in describing option three well, and I believe we already have sufficient material for it. Maureen, please.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Erica. First of all, I'd just like to say that I support Marilyn's views against, like, and your own too, against throwing out number three completely. But I think too that in relation to the discussion that that Alan raised, alluding to what other possibilities we might be able to look at if we can investigate some alternatives to mechanism two, and in the discussions that we had with amongst the ALAX group, was that if we could look at other alternatives that possibly haven't been raised yet, but that could include mechanism three, an investigation into a deeper investigation into mechanism three, but incorporating it in some way into mechanism two. But that's, something we can discuss down the track, but it's sort of in support of my not totally excluding mechanism three at this time. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Maureen. Now, I don't want to open the discussion here, it's Erica, but I don't want to open the discussion about would there be a way to include mechanism and creation of a foundation in the model of Model 2. I think it will be, maybe it's a discussion we should have if we get the responses back from the public comment period, because I'm pretty sure there will be some people raising new ideas, which we then might may find interesting and we want to investigate further. But maybe for this time, for what we give to public comment period, maybe it's good to have the option one and two and three and four in the way we discussed it, because otherwise if we open a new discussion, we would have to redo the whole debate with our external expert, and I believe we're a little bit too late to do this. I'm not saying we're not too late in total. There might be a possibility to open the debate once we receive the comments back from the public comment period. There's one comment coming in. I'm just looking at the chat room. I'm not missing something. So Daniel is saying he's supporting, so we should only downgrade practically mechanism and four. Again, please be reminded, we will not eliminate none of the options, but we will just treat them in a lighter way so that We don't spend too much time in investigating this case further, but we will describe it and we will say that we investigated it and looked into these kind of scenario 3 and 4. Alan is saying, I did suggest we investigate other version of 2, but note that some people think that other outsourcing combos might be better, so we may need to investigate it exactly if indeed it's true. But I believe, Alan, you would agree as well that this is something we can do after we receive comments back from the public comment period. And
yeah.
It's not something we may want to do now. Alan, please.
Yeah, thank you. I just realized there was a typo in my message. I was trying to say I didn't suggest we investigate, but if we end up with version 2, we need to make sure that we're all talking about the same 2, so that may require some more investigation, just to be clear.
This is Irga. Yes, understood. The question is, do we have to do this investigation before we do the recommendation for the public comment period, or can we do it afterwards? Because you are right, depending on the merger between 2 entities, I can plus a second entity. Depending on the second entity, the merger will, of course, each time change. Now, my understanding is it would be much better than to have a separate, let's assume option 2 will then be the most recommended option after the public comment period and after we had another discussion and after our consensus call. If this then would turn out to be number 2, I then believe it would be important then to do such kind of investigation, and it might even happen in a second, in another phase instead of ours, because then really the board and IGAN organization and the members from the different constituency will really clearly have to look into new scenarios depending on the second organization. So maybe it is something I would recommend we postpone until then. I'm just checking what I can see here. Yes, I can say yes, after two is still in the game, of course. And then Marilyn is saying, I think we need to do our report and ask exactly. Thank you, Marilyn. That's my opinion. The company is likely to have more comments. We will have a lot of work to do after public comment period. I support doing that additional exploration after the public comment period. It's very much in line how I feel about it. So if there is somebody who believes, so currently we have an understanding about 3, so 3 will, like 3 and 4 will stay in, but 3 we understand has a higher value than the mechanism in 4, and staff will value this when they do the first draft of the draft recommendation. They will value the difference we would love to see captured. And now it comes to point to mechanism 2 and 1. Both are clearly favored. And the only thing I saw that there are 3 members and participants who are saying they're not supporting number 1, which would be ICANN organization only. And the main comment was because of worries that ICANN already has so much on the plate, and so it might be not in the best equipped to handle this. And then there was only one person in excluding, it was Maureen, if I remember this right, mechanism 2. So the 2 are the front runners, 1 and 2. 2 actually is even valued currently higher than mechanism 2. So let me have a look at the chat room. Yeah. Okay, Marika, can I go to you? Would you want to summarize where we are in a moment? at any point you believe to add from the staff point of view with regard what we have discussed right now, and then we come to the next item. How is this going to be reflected in the proposed timeline? But let's first summarize what we discussed. Do you have enough understanding about what this group wants, and can you work with this, and can this be reflected in the draft recommendation? It's both Marika and Emily, because I believe, and Joker, I believe you are all going to work on this together. So please, whoever wants to say something now.
Yes, thank you, Erica. This is Marika. So from my perspective, I think I'm clear. I'll just restate what I think I heard. So I think there's agreement to discard mechanism 4 from detailed consideration. And again, it doesn't mean that it doesn't get mentioned or described. It's just that there's no detailed responses to the charter questions from the perspective of that mechanism. For mechanism 3, that is done with a light touch. So again, there is a detailed description of the mechanism, but from the perspective of the charter question, there will just be a very light touch or a reference to you know, how it may differ from the perspective of mechanism 3, and will also indicate that, you know, although, you know, it is covered, it definitely wasn't or definitely isn't one of the front runners at the moment. And then we'll provide a draft for the charter questions based on the perspective of mechanism 1 and 2, and indicate that, you know, based on the survey results, those are currently the front runners based on, you know, the best current thinking of the CCWG, having reviewed the external input provided, as well as weighing that against the criteria that were identified by the CCWG. And if I can take this opportunity as well, and you know, just to confirm, I think what was agreed on the last meeting is that in that first draft, you know, staff will be purely looking at, you know, what has been provided by external experts, and basically derive from their draft responses, which then are, of course, for the CCWG to review and modify. And, of course, any, you know, previous agreements or discussions that have been held around certain topics, we've also aimed to reflect those. But again, you know, those are not in any shape or form staff perspectives or staff recommendations. What we've tried to do is capture that from all the information that has been provided to the group. So you have a start to, you have a draft to start from, but then it's really up to you to you know, edit and change and discuss how updates need to be made based on your understanding and your agreement. So I hope that aligns with what you've discussed and what your understanding is of staff assignment here with regards to the first draft of the initial report.
This is Erica. I believe it does, Marika. There's one item I was wondering, looking at the discussion we had a few minutes ago, maybe we can, with regard to point mechanism 2, but maybe to some other mechanism as well, once you're drafting, you will see that maybe some questions come up which we haven't answered, and we maybe want to raise these kind of questions in the public comment. Like on mechanism 2, we could raise the question, you know, would you consider that, depending on, in case, if you see this as a viable option, would you consider differences in, what kind of differences would you see as being relevant if a different entity is chosen to work with ICANN on this topic? So we could do something like this. I'm not saying we should do it, but we can do it. And I'm just saying when you do the, and I know you're already working on the first draft recommendation, and the leadership team will be able to review it pretty soon before we send it to the full team. Maybe you see options how you can do it, and then we can check against this team if this is something we like to support and we believe it's a good idea. Okay, I don't see any arguments. I don't see somebody raising their hand, and I know many are very having some difficulty with timing today. They only have 1 hour. So then let's move to the next item, which would be confirm remaining steps. and proposed timeline. Marika, please.
Thank you, Erica. And I think we've actually combined items 4 and 5 in the slides that are up here. So basically, this is a kind of a draft timeline that we would like to put to the group for your consideration, again, in view of publishing the initial report in time for ICANN 63. So we managed to discuss and agree today on how to move forward in relation to consideration of the different mechanisms in the initial report. Staff already started work on that, so we think we're in a position to circulate a draft for your review early next week. We do hope that we're able to get a commitment from all of you to take the time to review the documents. And, you know, we are aware there's a lot of other activities going on that require your attention, but, you know, hopefully there's a commitment to get this out in a timely manner, which does require you to review the initial report carefully. And we ask you then, within a week's time, to kind of flag which parts of the report you want to further discuss. Again, we understand that you may not be able to review all parts of the report in detail, but at least we hope that by giving you a week to flag, you know, which specific items you think require further discussion by the CCWG, it will help then the group as well to plan for, you know, what is needed after that. So based on the issues that are raised, and again, in the next slide, we'll talk through how we would propose you carry out the review of the initial report so that, you know, we can manage that, any input coming in an effective manner. But the hope is that once we have the list of items, the leadership team will be able to look at the magnitude of it and kind of decide, okay, what is the likely number of meetings and time we need to go through these issues. You know, some of these may be able to resolve on the mailing list. Some may require further conversation. So for now, we've planned or estimated that, you know, we may require at least 3 meetings to go through these. But again, you know, if more meetings are needed or the sequence may need to increase, those are all options. And again, dependent on the input and feedback that's being provided by the group, with the objective of publishing the initial report at the latest by the 8th of October for public comments, which is then followed by a session of the CCWG during ICANN 63, which will allow the group to present the initial report to the community and encourage people to provide input, as well as asking any clarifying questions that the group may have. If I may be then immediately in combination, can discuss how, at least from the staff side, we would like to suggest providing feedback on the initial report, and then maybe we can have a conversation about the two in combination. So our idea is to circulate the draft report both in Word and PDF format, and we would suggest to include in the PDF line numbers.
This is small, right?
Someone needs to mute their line. I'm hearing some background.
Okay, I will try.
So that will allow as well people to specifically reference to, you know, in line 25, I think this should be changed, or in line 50, I would like to discuss this part of the response because either I don't agree or I think we need to look at different approaches. So as such, you know, it will be very difficult to manage any kind of red line substantive items because we may have, you know, people redlining similar sections with completely opposite kind of approaches. So what we would like to suggest is that, you know, you only redline in the case of, you know, minor edits, you know, grammar corrections that may not need, you know, full group consideration, but that any substantive items are actually called out separately. So if you want to comment on a specific passage of text, you're asked to kind of identify, you know, which page number, the line number, the section in an email. And then you can even include, if there's specific edits you would like the group to consider, you're, of course, encouraged to add those. But that will allow us to kind of have that conversation then around that specific item and have people weigh in so that based on that conversation, the determination can then be made if or how changes need to be made that reflect the broader perspective of the group. As said, you know, we always welcome kind of minor edits, you know, typo corrections, and you know, probably staff will make an assessment in that regard. If there's anything in there that we think is probably, you know, maybe not minor, we'll of course flag that and add it to the list of items to discuss. And that we can of course also always consult with the leadership team. But I think, you know, normally people have a good sense of you know, what are minor changes and corrections for readability versus substantive issues. And it's that, you know, the objective of this proposed approach is that we make sure that you're able to discuss in a group setting, you know, any questions or concerns and are able to you know, resolve those with a common understanding instead of having edits reflecting maybe only an individual perspective or having competing red lines in the document. So that's in a nutshell what staff has is proposing. We know that, you know, as I said before, you know, there are a lot of other things going on, but, you know, I think the hope is to get this at least to an initial report publication by Barcelona. So I think we're hoping that we can count on your commitment to, you know, look at the draft initial report and you know, provide input within the time frame that we've proposed here. So that's all I had, Erica.
Thank you so much, Marika. This is Erica. Well summarized. So for all of us, the most important point is there are two things. So look at the timetable. I believe it's fine to have these three calls scheduled. And as Marika said, where we will run official draft recommendation and the comments received to discuss them. But I believe, keep in mind, we will review, the leadership team will review the draft, that's at least the plan, over the upcoming weekend, and staff will send it to you at the beginning of next week. And then the main point is that staff would love to receive main comments, major comments, so those which are really relevant and key, not minor edits. They would love to receive this by email, and always indicating, of course, the page, and the best is always just to paste and copy the part you want to make a recommendation to, mention the page, and then can be easily found, and then make a recommendation how you would love to see the text to be changed. Is this something we can agree upon? I think, Marika, I believe we have an understanding here. That's a very experienced group here, and we worked so long together. I don't believe we will have a big disagreement here coming up. I would be totally surprised. I see only Carolina typing something, so I'm waiting to see. Yeah, she is confirming it's a reasonable approach, and I take the silence from other members and participants as a sign that we have a broad support. So, Marika, that's it. So I think we can move forward. We have a confirmation achieved a lot today, and I'm very grateful for all the work you have done, the whole team. So thank you so much for all of this. So next one, when is our next meeting? Is it, have we scheduled it for the 13th of September? Is this correct? At 15 UTC? Yeah, there's one thing I have to tell you. Sylvia sent a quick note, so for her it's very late. I forgot to mention this. She sent us apologies, and it was 1 o'clock in the morning, so we really can't expect her to join these kind of calls. But she is always somebody who will send us quick emails if she believes that a point is not covered well. So that's it probably, I believe. If there's nobody else want to raise a comment.
Yeah, Erica, this is Marika.
Marika, go ahead. Go ahead. Is it left over your thing?
Yes, I apologize. I think because we drafted an agenda for our previous meeting, which then got deferred. So this is actually, this should be the 20th of September. As discussed, our objective is to circulate the draft initial report early next week. So that should give you the course of next week to look at it so that the next meeting would then be scheduled for the 20th of September.
This makes sense. This is Erica. The 13 would be too short, actually, to review the full draft recommendation. I agree. Thank you so much for seeing this. Okay. I wish you all the very best. And those who had only 1 hour, we will be happy we kept the time. And giving back to you, Julie.
Thank you, Erica. Today's meeting is adjourned. Everyone can disconnect your lines. And, operator, you can disconnect the recording as well. Everyone have a good rest of your day or night. Thank you.
Thank you so much.